And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, along with Wayne Cotto, co-hosting today. Rock Cod Rick had some duties to cover with his kids today, but we've got a great guest for you today. Mr. Bob Cantor from Katmai Lodge, one of the greatest places on earth to go fishing, is here. We're going to be talking some spectacular fishing in Alaska, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The San Diego Rodeo is happening soon at Petco Park, and your San Diego County Ford dealer can get you there as the official truck. Take a test drive at your local San Diego County Ford dealer and get two complimentary tickets to the San Diego Rodeo that's happening January 16th through the 18th. It's only while supplies last, and the tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Be sure to visit buyfordnow.com to find your local participating Ford dealer to take your test drive today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, we're going to have a great show. We got Bob Cantor in here from Katmai Lodge.
Yes.
And Pete's back from his...
From his Watanao. And thank you, Wayne, for stepping in quick. Rick had some kid issues. Dallas had to work, and somebody has to watch the kids.
Not a problem.
So thanks for stepping in today. It's all happened, like, late. I landed at LAX at, like, 7 o'clock last night, and I got a text like, oh... Okay, here we go. So that's great. So, Bob, welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Wayne.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me today.
Every time I see you and we talk about this place, it's like, oh, this is paradise.
It is special up there. It's definitely a special place.
There's nothing like it. Yeah.
Well, you've been there. You know what it's all about.
I do. It's a special place for sure. And so tell us what is Katmai Lodge?
Well, Katmai Lodge is it's a fishing lodge that we offer pretty much all inclusive. We have everything for you, all your gear, your poles, your rods, reels. You can come up to Alaska. We're in the Bristol Bay area where we have one of the biggest salmon runs in the world. This last year we had 2.7 million sockeye come by the lodge.
What? 2.7 million sockeye salmon.
That's what was counted by Fish and Game this last season. So you're going to catch some fish as they cruise by, and we basically are on the Alagnag River in the Bristol Bay in the Katmai National Park Preserve. So as the fish migrate up through the streams, they have to come by our lodge basically to feed the park. That's with all the bears. We have the famous bear viewing. If everybody's probably familiar with the Fat Bear Contest. You'll always see that. But we are
the Fat Bear Contest. Yeah, Fat Bear. What's that all about?
Well, the Fat Bear Contest is put on by the Park Service. And all the visitors, we do offer a trip. It's a luncheon trip. We take you over into the park where it's basically kind of like going in Yosemite or Yellowstone. It's ran by the Park Service. So we have access to the park once we... You stay at our lodge, you fish at our lodge. After you've caught a lot of fish, you decide, well, you know, I'm going to have a day off today and go walk over to the park. So we put you in the Otter, and I fly over to the park. We land, we taxi onto the beach. You get out, and you go to the viewing platform, and there's a beautiful viewing platform.
It's fantastic.
You know, yes, and it's something that you just can't explain to people.
Well, we all talk about National Geographic moments.
It's the National Geographic. When you were a kid, or, you know, well, most of us could remember, there, where you see the bear standing there, and it catches the fish in the air as it's jumping up the little falls, that's Brooks Falls.
Yeah, you're there. You're standing there watching.
Right, you're standing there watching it. And these bears, these bears come into the area. They get along with each other because there's so much fish in the water.
And these are all sockeye.
Mostly sockeye, yes. Yeah. I would say 90% of them are sockeye, yeah. But they get all the other species that come through, too, them, as they're, you know, depending on the season and what time they're coming in. But all the bears gather from the park, come out of hibernation, go down there, and just eat every day.
You ever see a bear try and grab a king salmon?
No, I've never seen a king salmon, you know, go through
there. They're probably a little bass.
Yeah, the king salmon stay mostly in the deep water,
The
deeper water. They don't come up the smaller streams.
Yeah.
They basically spawn in our river, but they're all deep water fish. Where the sockeye are really on the shore, they come up the sides of the shore, left and right of the channels.
Yeah, they go up in waves, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
So Wayne, how would you feel standing in a beautiful river in Alaska, and there's a bear munching on salmon, maybe 100 feet from you?
As long as they're munching on a salmon and not me, I'm good. You know, if they have enough to eat, they won't bother you. But when it's a little bit scarce, I'm not going to be standing there too long.
Yeah,
it's pretty spectacular to see that as you're fishing, because the bears are there, and once the fish show up, and the only time they do show up is when the fish show up.
Yeah.
And because they come out of the hills and come down to the flats and get their own little territories, and they're you see them every day.
Yeah.
I don't think there's one day that you don't go by, you know, fishing at the lodge that you don't see a bear.
Yeah. No, I it would be rare.
Very rare.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure. Or a moose.
You know, or the foxes and the beavers and otters, and we got it all up there.
Yeah. You see foxes every day when you walk to the boats, right?
Yeah. They're,
you have
they're,
resident
they're,
rock foxes.
We have resident foxes that are my best exterminators for the little voles that are running around. They keep it pretty much cleaned up.
That's cool. Yeah, exactly. Better than traps.
Yeah, better than traps.
That's so cool. So what's involved in a trip to Katmai Lodge? Take us through the paces. How do we get there? How do we book a spot?
Well,
by the way, before I forget, thanks, Charmel, reminding me. There's one spot that just opened up on our Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
That's huge because it's prime time.
Yes, prime. You guys come up about one of the best times to come up to the lodge is the Let's Talk Hookup group that comes up there. But basically, you get on, you'll go to our 800 number, get a hold of Charmel or Laura, and basically pick your spot that you want to come. You'll take a flight from down here, like say LAX. You'll go LAX. You can go direct to Anchorage, spend the night at a hotel, you know, up in Anchorage, get up in the morning and catch our – we have charters that go from Anchorage right into our lodge. We have our own runway. So, yeah, it's very simple to get up there.
How many people on the charter?
Oh, we got 16. It's a 16-passenger Beach 1900. It's run by the charter company that brings us out. They drop us off. Once you get to the lodge, we'll greet you, we'll meet you. So you get there around 9 o'clock in the morning, 9, 10 o'clock ish as the charter comes in. You'll meet your guide, you'll come, go get your gear, get settled into your rooms, sign your fishing license, And then by 12, 1 o'clock, you're down at the water getting ready to go fish.
Wow.
You know, so it works out.
Sometimes earlier even.
Yeah. Sometimes a little later, too, depending on the weather.
Yeah, it happens.
You know, remember 2 years ago when the Let's Talk Hookup came in and we had that nasty storm that went through.
Yeah.
You guys didn't get into like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
But we still got to fish.
Oh, yeah, still got to fish.
Yeah.
Exactly. But those days, it's Alaska. You can't plan it.
No,
you can't. It's like you pick the trip and it's a year from now. You're not going to really know what the weather is.
And I've been up there when it was sunshine, 65, 70 degrees, and beautiful skies for 7 days. And I've been up there when it was not quite like that. Yeah, you know, it's Alaska.
That's fishing. That's why they call it fishing.
It's fishing, right? Like
anytime a half hour will change.
Yeah,
it's like today, down here in San Diego, it's beautiful. There's days that you wake up in the morning and you go, wow, look at this. This is a nice day today.
Yeah, for sure. So I love the way we are all jaded, especially you, because you live up there and you run the lodge. So jaded with every aspect of the lodge. You were saying, oh yeah, the charter flight lands on the runway in the lodge. That in itself, the flight out there and back, is a spectacular experience, because here you're coming flying over the tundra. And low tundra. There's no big trees or anything like that.
No.
Right over there. And it's like, where are we going? We're in the middle of the tundra. And then all of a sudden you hit the ground and you're on the ground at Katmai Lodge on a gravel runway.
Right. Yeah. People realize they think that Alaska is just nothing but mountain ranges and mountain ranges. It's pretty flat.
Yeah.
In certain spots. It's as flat as it gets. But you do come over the mountain range, and it's the Alaska Range, which is spectacular with the glaciers and all that. So you get to see all that. And you know, when you come into the lodge and land, we take it from there.
Yeah. And you have your own float plane.
Yep.
You're a pilot.
Yep. We have our own float plane. Yeah. And so we do fly out. So we can, once you come in, depending on when you come in the season, for trout fishermen's, we do some great flyouts to the Moraine Creek, the Battle Creek, Contact Creek.
So
great Dolly Varden fishing. That's pretty much towards the end of the season, towards the end of August. But for most part, we catch a lot of sockeye salmon, chum salmon. We got the pinks coming in this year.
This is
a pink year.
Oh boy!
So there's going to be another 1 million fish coming in the river on top of the 2.7. So
2.7 sockeye.
A million. Up our river.
A million pinks. And then what's the count on the kings?
The king count is, this last year was phenomenal. We were all catching, 20 to 30 pound kings. Everybody was catching them. It wasn't just one or two. We all had great king season this year.
And then because the chums made a big comeback, so did the trout fishing improve in the Klackner.
The chums come in, and the chums actually spawn in front of the lodge. Up, a mile or two above and below. So as they're spawning, obviously they're putting the eggs down. So the trout come down, from the smelt run, come down and circle around all the chums as they're spawning and sit right behind them. And you basically spot fish them.
Yeah.
You see them out there, and you can see the trout behind there, and you just throw a little egg pattern out there and wham, there you go.
Yeah. And there's some giant trout in that river.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Like, what's the largest you've ever caught?
I've caught a 32.
32-inch
trout. 32 inches. Which is people have caught 34s.
34s. How big is a 32-inch trout? 10, 12 pounds?
Yeah, right around there.
Holy
exactly.
Mackerel. I mean, and these things are native Alaskan rainbows.
That's,
they pull.
That's my best.
So hard.
You know, most of the average is between 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
You're going to catch 20s to 30-inch trout.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you catch a 20-incher and it's like, it's an okay
one. Yeah, it's okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You start going 22, 24, and it's like, now you're getting there. But,
and, 20-inch trout up in Mammoth, you'd be hit the front page news.
Yeah, for sure. So take us through the different seasons and when people with different interests should come.
Right. Well, see, the sockeye, there's five species of salmon. And so basically, if you want to catch kings and sockeye, you have to come first in July. So the end of June, first.
When do you open?
We opened June 8th.
June 8th.
Right. Well, that's the opening season for trout.
For the trout guys.
So the trout guys come in early, the people that, but what happens is we get a smolt run of all the sockeye go up into the two lakes above us. We got the Kakaklik and the Nonvonic lakes. They spawn up in those tributaries to those rivers, and the smelt go into the lakes and live a year. Oh. And at the springtime, the ones that grew up there for a year start heading towards the ocean. That's when the trout follow them. The smelt run. They follow the fish out to the bay area. And so that's why the trout fishing at the beginning of the season is phenomenal, and at the end of the season is phenomenal. So if you're a regular angler and you want to catch kings and sockeye, you want to come early season.
Yeah.
If you want to catch a lot of fish and you don't care about what you're catching, you come middle of July to middle of August. You're going to get the most fish. The end of the season, we get the silvers that come in.
Yeah.
The silvers, and that's one of and yours favorite and my favorite. And they're the ones that are most aggressive.
Yeah. And they jump.
And they jump, they flip. Plus, you're catching the trout that have been eating on all the egg rows for all the sockeye. So they're really fat.
Yeah.
They're fat and big. And when you pick them up, they're like belching out, you know, salmon eggs as you pick it up, taking your picture.
And then that's the season where the flyouts really shine for the big trouts up to the famous rivers, the Maine, Moraine, the American,
the Battle Creek, Contact Creek. Those are all famous. You could look at any fly fishing magazine, and that's where we go to.
Yeah. And these are rivers, Wayne, where you're standing. You fly. Bob flies you up there.
Right.
And then he drops you off. Go pick somebody up. See ya. Bye. Here you are in the middle of the Alaska wilderness, right, with your guide.
And hope
he comes back, right? But and there's bears all over the place and stuff. You're kind of going, what am I doing here? It's the ultimate adventure, though.
Yes,
you walk over to the river, whatever river you may be, the American, or one of my favorites is the American up there.
Yep.
And there you are, sight fishing for 30-inch rainbows that are eating eggs behind sockeye that are spawning in that river, which is like 70, 80 miles from where they started in the ocean.
Right.
So they make it all the way up.
A little bit longer than that, but you're right around there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you're, casting or drifting an egg pattern down, and here comes this giant trout just gobbling.
And when you see the sockeye, by that time they've already started to change. They've already changed. They're all bright red. When they first come into the bay by us, and that's the reason why the Katmai Lodge is pristine, is we're only 20 miles from the ocean. So when the sockeye come by there, they're bright silver. They're just, you almost can't, you know, they're completely
right out of
silver.
Right
sea out
of lice ocean.
On it. Sea lice on there. And sea lice only lives about a day and a half, before it falls off. And as they go by, they're silver, but by the time they get up to Moraine Creek, they're as red gets, you know.
Yeah.
That's why the name Reds, they came up with the Reds. And so the entire river is just loaded with red fish.
Yeah.
But behind the fish are the trout.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going for.
And that's kind of August.
Middle of August through September.
What's your last day?
We usually fish till about September 15th, September 20th.
Yeah.
So we got some great trout fishing at the end of the season that take you, trout fishing.
Yeah. That's when all the guides go.
Correct.
Yeah. That's when they all come and say, okay, I want to go fishing.
Yeah. If you're a trout fisherman, that's when you want to come.
So you
get silvers and you get great trout fishing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to keep any of the sockeye
during
that time frame. So you're basically targeting silvers to fill your box.
And they're delicious.
Home. Right.
Yeah. Now, our trip being July 15th through the 22nd, we would fly into Anchorage on the 14th.
Correct.
And then we'd land in time to take a later flight out on the 22nd. So basically, it's kind of an eight-day trip.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. If you want, you can opt to stay the extra night in Anchorage, which I often do, and catch an early flight the next morning rather than get home. Like
and then you're not stressed out trying to get there and run.
Right. So, but our trip is the prime season for the sockeye.
Yeah, sockeye kings.
And then the chums are just beginning to come.
And then chums and the pinks, which are the humpies.
Yeah.
That will start coming in. So this year will be a phenomenal, phenomenal fishing.
There'll be fish everywhere.
There'll be everywhere.
Yeah. And you get to take home a box, like a 50-pound box of fillets of sockeye or king. That would probably be what you'd want to bring home.
Correct.
You don't bring pinks home. No, you don't really.
Because why?
Chums are good.
Chums are
okay.
Chums are great. Great for barbecue and smoking there. I think they're the best.
Yes. Yeah.
So when you come up there, you normally for happy hour, we'll have salmon that's there for happy hour just before dinner, and we'll be able to, they'll be mostly chum salmon.
Yeah.
That is, because they have a little bit more oil in them, and it smokes a lot better than the sockeye.
Yeah. And then, of course, the meals.
The meals are
unbelievable.
Yeah. Prime rib, steak, Italian night.
Yeah.
Asian night.
Fresh salmon
every night.
Yeah, every night. Phenomenal meals. And wine with dinner.
Yep.
And a cocktail hour.
Yep.
You have a full bar there.
A full bar,
very nominal charge.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think you make money on that bar.
No. Anyway, the bar's there for convenience for the anglers.
Yeah.
It's because I remember bringing, we'd always put a handle in my suitcase or something, and then next thing you know, it breaks.
Yes.
you're all of a sudden,
A broken handle?
Oh, broken handle in your suitcase does not go well with your underwear and your shirts with Jack Daniels all over it.
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing, too, is if you don't have any spin casting gear, if you don't have any fly fishing gear, you don't have waders, you don't have boots, you've got it all.
We got it all. Absolutely.
All you have to bring is a rain jacket and layer of clothing, right?
The layer of clothing.
Right. Yeah. It's this is in the middle of the wilderness, Wayne. I mean,
I've got to go back to you're fishing along the river and stuff. What are the different tackle types? Because not everybody's a fly fisherman, right?
Right.
They get a little nervous. They go, oh, it's only a fly fishing trip, and I'm not a fly fisherman.
It's not.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you basically, we have both gear. We have fly gear and we have spin gear.
Okay.
So if you never casted a fly rod before, you can come out here, and we encourage you to learn if you don't want to. But if you don't, if it's too much for you, you can't stand in the boat or stand on the shoreline because the current, just go ahead and put the gear, the spin gear, and you'll do fine.
Yeah.
I don't think the fish really knows much difference what's in front of them.
No. I'm an avid fly guy, but I love the spin casting up there because especially for the kings, when you get a 20-pound king salmon to hit your light spinning gear, you know it, man. It's an exhilarating feeling for sure.
So we have all the gear you need, and whatever how you're comfortable fishing, we'll provide it for you.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Wow, as you can hear, we got a great show going on. I don't know about you, but I've got 100 questions to ask. Hey, but do you want to join us? Call us at 833-288-0973. We're going to have a great prize today. One lucky caller or texter will win the AFCO Alaska package, including a Reaper windproof jacket and a Coastal Layer crew sweatshirt, great layer of clothing, courtesy of AFCO. That'll go to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show. Remember, you can call us at 833-288-0973 or download the app and text in. Don't forget to leave your name and your phone number on there, your name and your phone number so we can get back to you. And we'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. Look forward to welcoming welcome you aboard.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. or ShogunSportFishing.com, or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, we have a great show for you. Bob Cantor, Katmai Lodge. We've been talking through the break about all the things going on up there. Hey, and don't forget to call in at 833-288-0973 or text to the show with your questions. Get that from the Let's Talk Hookup app. And don't forget to leave your name and your phone number, because, boy, I know that I have a lot of questions, so I'm sure you do, too.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to reiterate that Alaska APCO package we're giving away today is a Reaper Windproof jacket, which is such a great jacket. That APCO Reaper Windproof, a perfect Alaska jacket, for sure.
Oh, yeah,
and then to layer it up, which is very important in Alaska, they have that crew sweatshirt. So that's a perfect layer top for you for going to Katmai Lodge. And thanks to AFCO and the great people over there for donating that for us today. In the meantime, let's jump into the phones.
Yeah, let's listen to John from Escondido. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Your trip sounds phenomenal. Harold talks about it every year when I see him up at Queen Charlotte. And so it's someplace that my wife and I definitely want to come and see. So are you allowed to keep the trout?
No.
And my wife is not a great fisherman. She fishes a little bit. But I just wanted to come and experience everything. But she still has fun, correct?
Oh, definitely. The trout is, unfortunately, we don't keep the trout. We're in the scenic and wild river of the national park, so they don't let us keep the trout, but you're very welcome to take the fish out of the water, take your pictures, smile, and release the trout. So basically all the trout fishing is catch and release. And as you're for your wife, that's one of the reasons we've done so well is we offer the trips to the park. And so if your wife is not an angler, she could definitely go on our scenic package where we have a day of fishing, a day of sightseeing, which we have one of our guys, our naturalist guide, takes you up now for sightseeing. So you can look at the bears and cruise up and down the river with the eagles, watching them taking moose, photography, yeah. Moose. And then we have a full day at the park. So what we'll do is we'll load her up into the with obviously with other guests, because normally we take more than just one or two people. They'll take her over to the park. They'll have lunch at the park. They'll walk through the park. They can go hiking in the park. They go up to the platform, which is just spectacular to see. So we'll keep her real busy.
That being said, I've taken many, many couples, including my wife, who doesn't really go on very many fishing trips, up to Katmai, and I've taken friends that are very non-fishing oriented friends, and they all love Katmai.
Right.
I've had almost every one of them come up to me and say, this is the greatest trip of my life. And that's just what the Katmai experience is, because it's not just about the fishing.
Correct.
The fishing is spectacular.
The fishing
is easy, and actually the ladies really get into it because
they're catching.
You're catching. It's not fishing, it's catching. And the scenery around you, as well as you're on a river, right? You're on a scenic river. There's no bumps, no bruises,
there's no ocean, no hanging on. No swells.
Yeah.
It's just like glass out there most of the time.
Yeah.
It's a nice, beautiful boat ride up and down the river.
Right, right. And then we talked earlier about the other thing that is so spectacular. Thanks for the call, by the way, John, is that the shore lunch. Describe that shore lunch at Katmai Lodge.
Well, as you'll get into the lodge and that first day from coming off of the charter, and then at the end of the day at dinner time, the guides will come up to you and say, "Hey, what do you want for lunch for tomorrow?" Every boat has a barbecue in it. So what they'll do is you'll basically say, "Okay, we want to have salmon on the river." So they'll put together a whole package with all the trimmings, oranges, everything, apples. Some potato salad or macaroni salad, and then you'll grab yourself the next day when you're out fishing around lunchtime. You'll catch yourself a nice, beautiful salmon. He'll whack it on the head and start cutting it up. And as you're fishing, he'll prepare a beautiful salmon lunch.
Fresh salmon lunch.
I'm drooling. I'm already drooling.
Wayne, I'm telling you,
it's still not there.
It's like you die and go to heaven, right? Here you are.
And then he'll call you over and you'll sit down. And we have all the utensils, the plates, and everything, and you'll have just a great lunch right there on the water. That's the shore lunch. That's our shore lunch.
Yes.
And then if after your third day you don't want any more salmon, you'll say, "Hey, how about a hamburger or a hot dog or a piece of prime rib from the night before?" So they'll prepare whatever you guys want to eat.
Yeah.
Plus, what type of beverage would you want? You want a Coke? You want a Pepsi? You want a a Coors Light? You want a
Alaska Amber,
a Modelo, or a glass of wine.
Yeah.
They
have it all.
That comes with the lunch.
Yeah. Pretty cool stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You want to go now?
Yes, I want to go.
Yeah.
I wanted to go, trust me. It's on the bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
It is, for sure. I mean, just, I've been listening to this. We've been to the hall shows with you. I haven't made it there. And I know how... When Ricky comes back, I'm just like, oh man, I'm Jones.
Yeah.
I want to go so
bad. Yeah, Ricky and Dallas are hooked. They're definitely hooked.
I listened to them about the fly fishing and how they got hooked on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I want to go.
Yeah, they were never, Rick's been a gear fisherman all his days, and then we kind of broke him into fly fishing. And it's, once you try it and learn it, it's pretty neat to do.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to have a lot of experience on it. It just takes time, and you have to stay with it. It's just about motion, right? How you get the motion down to throwing a fly.
Right, and once you do throw the flies, you catch something, and that makes it a whole lot easier once you're catching fish, when you throw the fly out there a few times. And you come, like when the Let's Talk Hookup group comes, you're going to catch fish, a lot of it. So you'll have a lot of good practice.
Wow, that's so cool. Because normally you go out, like I tried flying out here on the surf, It's not that easy, especially when it's windy. You got to have a stripper basket and all of that.
No, and then when it's windy, you just gear fish.
Yeah.
You know, it's the specific days is just like, no, it's a little bit, the breeze is too much. Let's not try to fly fish, especially when you're, you know, a beginner and novice. That's morally for the experts. And then that's another thing when you are becoming an expert, you want to do have a little bit of wind because it's challenging.
Right, right.
To try to get the wind. You know, it's definitely how you with the back cast, with your side cast, however you know, those are the tricks that you do to get a fly in the position where you want it to strike the fish, exactly where you want it with the wind conditions at that specific spot.
About what fly weight rod and line are you?
We use 9 weight rods, 9 weights, and then for trout fishing we use 6. So we'll have both in the boat. So nice. We'll have 9 and 6s, depending on what you're going for.
Awesome.
So we have before we go to that, we've got a special guy on the line. I call him Mr. Chum himself, Harold Davis. What's up, Harold?
Morning, Harold.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Oh, hey, Harold. How are you doing?
Good, man. Why don't you grab that plane, come pick me up, let's go.
Well, you missed out last year, Harold. We had a great chum season for you, and I know how you like to catch those chums.
Don't remind me.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are, out of all the fish on that trip, yes, and we've caught some big kings, uh-huh. And you can catch kings in various different ways, back trolling, spinners, bobbin hair jigs, doing that kind of stuff. I still enjoy the chums. It's a really aggressive fish. They're there to play.
Right.
If they're in the water, they're going to bite.
And they're big.
A little bit, and they're big. And I tell everybody, it's like catching a yellowtail in a river. They don't stop biting all the way to the net. It's just, they're mean. Really mean. And they're so pretty, and we get a couple different types there. We get the ones that are just absolutely silver that were in the ocean 10 minutes before, or the ones that are starting to get a little bit purple that have been in the river for a week or so and then heading up the line. And that one year, I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 or 70 chum in 4 days of fishing for me. That was just me. That wasn't even my partner. Just ruined me.
You catch 5 chums in a row and your arms are sore, for sure.
There's no doubt about that. So what is it about Katmai that just keeps you coming back, Harold? Yeah, I call him a Pied Piper because he starts to talk about it and everybody follows him. It's like, I got to go to this place, right?
Well, the fun part is you don't have to do anything. I think the older you get, the more you don't like packing stuff in and packing stuff out. And all you got to bring is a rain jacket and a little bit of clothes, and you're done. They got great waders, great shoes, great equipment in all different types, spinning, casting, fly, whatever you want. They have everything right there. One of the downsides to the program is the waders won't fit when you're done because you eat too much when you're there. It's just great food. They need to make those out of spandex, I think.
the food
is great. The service is great. It's just so much fun. You don't have to go travel 45 minutes in a boat to go fishing. You can actually see the lodge sometimes from some of the points that we stand on, catching the sockeye would come by.
Yeah,
just literally a 5-minute run. So you grab up your partner, you walk down the dock, you know, big 100 feet, jump in the boat, run half a mile, and hook up. It's just amazing.
It's pretty spectacular.
And I've taken many videos of it, but typically you're trying to catch these sockeye as they're coming around a corner. And I've sat in the boat in the deeper water in the corner, not fishing, just filming, and there's just streams of fish going by. People go, are those really fish? Yep, they're just going by and going by and going by. So your opportunity is there. And the trouble with, like Wayne was saying, you go out there and try to go fishing in the surf. If you don't get a feel for it, you don't know if you're ever going to get one. Well, here, there's so much opportunity just to go, oh, that's how you do it. Oh, yeah, that really does work. Oh, yeah.
And the guys there are spectacular at training you, too.
Yeah, ask Brandon Hayward. You know, he was up there with us, and he just went
Brandon crazy. Bono, you mean?
Bono. I mean Bono. He just went crazy. He goes, this is amazing. And it's just something so different.
Yeah. Brandon, I call him the world's greatest fisherman. He had never experienced anything like this. You remember Brandon
coming up. Exactly.
And he came back. He says, that's one of the best experiences of my life.
Well, once you start fly fishing and you've never fly fished before and you cast and you hook up one and then you cast again three other casts and you hook up again and then another two you hook up again, you start getting the hang of, hey, I got this handled.
Yeah. One thing I'll note, too, is – Katmai Lodge is unique in that it's on a major Alaska river with all five Pacific salmon that run through it. Many lodges you may see at the various shows and such are fly-out lodges.
Correct.
And some of them actually fly into the Atlagnac, but there's some days they can't fly, and then you're stuck at the lodge.
That's true.
There are no days you're stuck at the lodge at Katmai because you walk down the dock, and you're on the boat going where – on this huge river system for miles and miles.
Right, and we have that, on, especially if you're on a seven-day package, we basically, if there's a, and we do get fog just like anywhere else.
Sure.
You get fog in San Diego, you get fog in L.A. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and it's foggy. Well, we can't do the flyout. We'll wait around a little bit until it breaks because it will break. It's just a matter of how long you want to sit around waiting for it to break.
Right.
And it's easier just to say, hey, it's foggy today. Let's just fish our river.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow it looks like the weather's going to be crystal clear and we can do the flyout then.
Yeah.
So we will maneuver what we need to do to make it work.
Yeah. And I might also add, too, is that most of these lodges, and I don't know how you do this, Bob, are twice the price of what Katmai's not a cheap deal, but compared to other similar lodges to fly to these to live and exist to a flyout or in the river lodge, they're many times twice the price of what Katmai is. How do you keep the price where you do?
We try to keep it low. We got great staff.
Yeah.
We take care of our staff. We have our staff that comes back in every year, and we just make it work.
Yeah. And you do. We're very grateful to
for
you for carrying on the tradition. The tradition of Katmai dates back.
Oh, it goes back years.
How long ago did you start going?
This will be my 17th year.
17th year
up there. 17th year in a row of running the lodge. But I used to go up back when I was younger in my 20s. I've been up there 30 years.
30 years.
Right.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, if some of my trips with Marty Milder back there date close to 30 years ago.
Right, right.
Yeah, different owners and
exactly.
stuff like that. Yeah, so. But it's always a phenomenal experience. But I think you've taken it to another level. Because originally, Katmai Lodge was housed, as you'll see when you go there, to hold like 60 people, right?
Correct.
Right. Now your capacity is
30. We keep it at 30. We have 15 guides, two clients per guide. It makes it easy.
It's like you have the whole place to yourself.
Yeah, the whole place to yourself. We got plenty of boats. We got 38 boats. So there's always extra boats. For some reason, you have a problem with your boat, which it does happen once in a while. You just grab another boat and go out that way.
Yeah.
So we keep it where it's comfortable. Everybody's got their own rooms, bathrooms, showers, hair dryers.
Yeah.
So we're not packing a bunch of people in a room, especially as someone that you don't know.
Right.
And
in other words, most – if you're coming up as a single guy or a single gal,
we have
your own room.
We have your own rooms.
Yeah.
Right? If you come up with a couple, we have couples rooms. If we have a group of you, six guys, we'll put you all in one whole complex, and everybody's got their own room, but you have a common area where you can come out
and hang out together,
have some drinks, play some poker or whatever, and then someone wants to go to bed, they can just go to bed and shut the door.
Yeah.
And the rest of the guys can stay up.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Right.
How many people
yeah,
go in that
I would
like a common area lodge area?
We have one of our has got nine rooms in it.
Wow.
So basic with a common area. So we get to put nine people in that same when it's got three bathrooms in there, and so there's nine of you in there. But then three of you want to go to bed, you just go to bed.
That's nice. Yeah.
But and there's others that just have two rooms, or there's others
correct.
That have four rooms, or
correct.
There's others that have
just single guys. We take single anglers. We'll have a handful every year. Someone that doesn't have a friend or anyone wants to just going to come up fishing by themselves. We'll put them in a single room.
But then there's the common area, the living room or the lodge itself, the lodge itself, where Harold holds court every time we go. And then The other cool thing, as you'll attest to right, Harold, is the guides each have a camera. You get
a camera.
Everybody's
got a camera.
And every evening, everybody can see what everybody caught on the screen.
As you come off the water, one of the girls will be down at the dock, and they'll download the pictures of the day. And then we have up at the main lodge, we have two big screen TVs up on the wall, and we just stream all the pictures
throughout the
day, and everybody can brag about their fish that they caught.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Harold, sometimes it works good, sometimes it doesn't, because some guys go, "Oh, damn, I didn't get that many."
Yeah, but that's the competition.
Wow, it's so cool. Harold, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I would. The camera is very important. I'm finding that to be more important all the time because we take our cell phones. We go, "Oh, we got a picture of this. We have a picture of this." But when Brian Kiyohara and his wife came up there, she had a camera that took some pictures that were awesome of the moose and of the bears and of the eagles. And the difference of seeing something on a digital camera and seeing something on a phone is night and day. Just super clear, just really nice pictures of the people catching fish. So if you have a camera, bring it. You know, there's a place on the boat to store it, and then you can take it out and take really nice pictures. Because it's going to be something you're going to remember forever.
Yes, there's no question about it.
It's a very unique place.
And then you're going to want to go back again.
Good,
and
that's
again,
good.
Again. Right, Harold? Again. Like we're going to go in July.
And again, and again, and again.
Harold, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate you and appreciate the Pied Piper himself, the Katmai Pied Piper.
Are we going to see you at the PCS show, Harold? Are you coming down?
I think so. I'm going to try to make that.
Good, good, good.
All right. Cool, Harold. Well, hey.
I'll stop by and say hi.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate that, Harold Davis. Always a pleasure to have him along for sure.
Well, as you hear, man, we've got so many questions coming in. We've got people calling and texting in. And you want to join us, you call in at 833-288-0973. And don't forget to use the Let's Talk Hookup app. Text in your question, leave your name and your phone number so you can get one lucky caller or texter will win the AFCO Alaska package, including a Reaper windproof jacket and a Coastal Lair crew sweatshirt. Great Lair clothing, courtesy of AFCO. And when we get back, we'll be taking more calls, texts, and your questions on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, are we having a good time inside of here with Bob.
So much fun talking about one of the beautiful places on earth and one of the greatest fishing experiences you will ever have. I promise you that. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's the thing about Katmai is that you send people there and it's like, man, I can't believe that that place exists. It's so amazing, right? What was it like the first? You were there 30 years ago.
It was just like just exactly how you explained it. It's like, wow, look at this. Look how easy it is to catch fish. Yeah. I mean, you go up there and you get spoiled, and when you come down here to the States, lower states, you go, you know, I'm just going to wait to go to Alaska again before, you know, I don't want to wait 3-4 hours to catch one fish or, you know, 6 hours to catch two, you know, steelhead.
Yeah.
You know, I want to catch 20.
I want to And thing two is, I might note too, there's 4 day packages and 7 day packages.
And 3 day packages.
And 3 day packages.
3 day packages was mostly tuned in for the bear viewers.
Yeah.
So you get a day of fishing, you get a day of sightseeing, and then you get a day at the park.
Uh-huh.
So that really works good for the non-anglers.
Right.
We've had clients that will come in for a week and then they'll bring their wives in on the 3 days.
Uh-huh.
So it works both directions.
Yeah.
You know, so we fit them in where someone has a 4 day package. Well, we have really 3 days left over. You know, and we have a guide sitting there, you know, doing nothing. So, we fill him in on those spots, and it's really become very popular.
Yeah.
Especially for someone that wants to see Alaska, go to the park, see all the bears in the park, plus take a day of fishing. Some people just like 1 day of fishing, and,
you know,
and it's good enough for them.
Yeah.
Compared to, not good enough
for me.
Yeah, exactly. For all of us.
Yeah.
But they'll also tie that into not just going to the lodge on the 3 days, but they'll go up to Denali.
Sure.
They'll go up to Seward.
Take the train
you know,
up
take
the
train.
Take the train from Anchorage
train.
Up to Denali. Spectacular.
Spectacular.
We've done that before.
So yeah. We'll have clients that will come in, stay a day, take the train up to Denali,
yep.
Go walk around Denali Park, come back to Anchorage, and then catch our charter to come out.
Yeah.
Put a couple, you know, we can move it around to where if you want to do 2 days of fishing, we can put that into the package too.
Yeah.
Instead of a day just sightseeing.
Sure.
So we will be able to, you know,
custom blend
what you need.
Yeah.
You
or so you say the 3, 4, or the 7 day
correct.
Package.
Correct.
Our package this year is with the one spot left is a 7 day.
7 day package.
6 days of fishing, 7 nights lodging.
Correct.
All your meals, everything.
Everything's included.
Well, let's find out what's biting.
Yeah, we got the catch report coming in, sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your fishing on the most productive areas using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With the Terrafin Mobile, you can also access your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. And, hey, we got Brian Woolley on the phone.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'll make this quick. I want to keep listening to Bob talk about how awesome it is up there.
Yeah, you got to get it.
That sounds amazing. Good stuff. Well, quick, easy report for us. Obviously, the weather was a key player in the week. It was absolutely amazing weather. You know, we can tout that here, Bob. We got some pretty nice sunshine going on and whatnot down here. But water temp still this week, 60 to 62 degrees. Still, gosh, incredibly warm for January. Half-day anglers seeing some fun fishing. The bass action continued to be a mix of midwater approach for those calico bass, sliding sinkers, quarter ounce to maybe a half ounce on those Carolina rigs fished well for those guys. And then the bottom setups like the dropper loops or leadhead and squid caught some sand bass for those guys wanted to prospect and roll some baits along the bottom. A little bit of calico bass on the rubber lures as well. Obviously, that sunshine really did help keep that water temp where it kind of needed to be to be relevant there and catching that bass. And then plenty of sheephead being caught and released as well. It's not really reflected in our fish counts. We don't really put stuff like that in there when there's a closure, but still plenty of that being caught and released as well for those half-day guys. Out in the deeper zones, still been productive for the sculpin, whitefish, and sand dabs. Dropper loops on lures still the best for the sculpin. That setup has been pretty good at eliminating the rockfish bite catch with the closure going on, so that's been a good setup for those guys. And then just some of the guys out in the mud with some, you know, multi-hook ganyons targeting some sand dabs, catching some of that going in the bags as well. On our halibut derbies, a few fish were caught on the Friday drift trip. Still no big, giant standout fish. which is good because there's still plenty of derby time ahead. Guys are catching some qualifying fish on the half days as well, buying in when they're buying their tickets in the morning. They're able to get in on that derby for $10, and then obviously those drift trips on Friday. And then finally, you know, our hoop net trips on Friday nights. We have the open party trips as well as, you know, available for charter and whatnot. Those guys have been, you know, bouncing hoop nets off the bottom there in some pretty nice conditions and catching some lobsters for those guys as well. So pretty nice weather week. Hard to believe it's January, but we rolled through it. Looks like another good week of weather ahead up to the weekend. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. Looks like there might be a little weather coming on the weekend. So if you guys want to get out this week, make those reservations. We'd love to get you out. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawerf.com.
Now's the time to go because, yeah, we're spoiled now. I guess the whole week this week while I was gone was beautiful flat golf.
Yeah, we thought you were up north, like normal.
Yeah. No, I was very sad. I was in Sewatnail. I was, it was beautiful down there, too. 83-degree water. And although the problem is no wind, no surf. So but it was still beautiful. We still caught some nice waves and
nice.
And had a good time in the warm temperatures down there. But I was watching the weather up here, and it looked like you guys were just having flat, calm conditions.
Well, I wasn't here. I was up in Sacramento, so it was cold and cloudy and foggy up there. But I was watching the same weather report you were.
Yeah, but perfect for you, right, Brian?
It's been a great week, no doubt. We'll take it. Hard to believe it's January.
January, yeah. We'll take it. Hey, if somebody wants to come up, go fishing with you, how do we do it?
Thanks. Our number here again, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawerf.com.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
And with that,
all right. Catch you next week.
It's awesome. Hey, Bill Varney, the 2026 CCA calendar is now available at your local tackle shop and surffishtackle.com.
All right. Hey, and I'll tell you what. I want to thank you and Ricky for covering yesterday. Great job with Cameron Criven, and then the addition of him having his boy come in at the end of the show.
Oh, man, that was special.
That was just so special.
He's just going to take the spot.
Cameron's so cool.
Yeah, he's going to take the spot. Cameron's going to sit back and watch.
I was watching on YouTube as well as listening to you on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah. Hey, and as you can tell, we're going to be right back. That first hour goes so quick. We will have more with Bob Cantor at Camp My Lodge on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back, laid-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.